The Campanile Center for the Arts is a regional arts center in Managua. It's dedicated to promoting and supporting the arts through education, performance, and exhibition. It's had to put a pause on public performances due to COVID-19, but live performances are set to resume soon. Executive Director Sandy Madden is here with me to talk about the center's future plans. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I am doing wonderfully well. I'm fully vaccinated and ready to go.
Well, I am so happy to hear that. I know the COVID-19 pandemic has had a heavy impact on performers and musicians and artists. How did the Campanile Center for the Arts fare during the past year?
Well, the impact was immediate and we're still feeling it. We had a rough year. We actually had to sell off a little bit of our property to get through it. But thanks to a lot of the CARES Act money, we were able to survive that in the PPP, the payroll protection. We actually started up our music lessons in June of last year, the conservatory side of things. And that worked out very well. We had a smaller enrollment than we normally do, but we didn't have a single case of COVID all year. So that was good news. I guess the cleaning procedures and policies that we put into place worked. But we are excited about opening up for real starting next month.
Tell me about that. What's in store for the Campanile Center this summer and into the fall?
Well, we're having a couple of private events, but we actually are starting our performance season on July 17th with Harmonious Whale. And I think they're a favorite among public radio listeners, so hopefully everyone will turn out for that. We have another show in August called the Appalachian Road Show, which is authentic Appalachia bluegrass music, which we're really excited about. And then we start into the fall. We are going to have this wonderful singer-songwriter out of Canada by the name of Royal Wood, and he is actually number one on the iTunes songwriter list. I didn't know there was such a thing, but he's number one. And he's a Juno Award winner. That's Canada's version of the Grammys. So he's an incredibly accomplished performer. And he will be here in October. And then also, maybe a little blast from the past for some of your listeners, we're going to have the amazing Kreskin on Halloween. So he's a mentalist. You probably don't know who he is. But he's this amazing mentalist, and he used to be on Johnny Carson all the time, so we're thrilled to have him here on Halloween. I think it's a specially appropriate date. And then in October, we're going to have a Johnny Cash tribute.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot going on. I hear there's a way to attend a concert for free.
We actually have just entered into a partnership with Marshfield Clinic and the United County Public Health Department. And we are offering anyone who hasn't yet found the time to go get vaccinated to do so. And in return, they will receive a voucher to come and see a performance at the Campanile for free.
Awesome. What kind of challenges have you faced as you've gone through this reopening process?
Well, just because of COVID, we haven't been able to book that far out. We usually book a year, year and a half, 2 years out. But no one knew what travel plans were going to be and everything else. So we are doing things a little bit differently, and we're adding shows sort of as we go. As travel restrictions lift and we can get, for example, every year we would have the Red Hot Chili Peppers in August, but they can't get into the country. So that'll have to wait until next summer. And at the beginning, we're going to limit the number of audience members that we can come in. We can accommodate about 200 people at this point in the pandemic, and we're just hoping that as things roll on this summer that we'll be able to lift that and go back to full houses.
Okay, so in addition to all the concerts you just mentioned, I know many local students and musicians are getting ready for a summer of free concerts on Thursdays at Torpy Park. What has practicing and preparing for these concerts looked like during COVID?
Slowly over the course of this past year, they've sort of come out of the woodwork, and we've been accommodating them by putting them in our hall where they can safely social distance and get a little bit of rehearsal in. So I know they're real excited to get back to performing live in front of people again, and that will start toward the end of June. We're optimistic about the future and ready to go.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Sandy.
Thank you, Erin.